I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Hello, I'm Solazar, and you're listening to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you empowered programming for the open mind. Take a look at RadioMonterey.com. Look at the schedule. Look at our hosts. Find out about their shows. Follow them. Love them. Embrace them. Make them a member of your family. Send them birthday presents. All right, you don't have to go that far. But at least become familiar with all the talents and techniques and tools that they're bringing to you so that you can make the changes in your life to make yourself a brighter, happier, more fulfilled life. And Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 2nd and 3rd. Now, hopefully we saw you November 1st and 2nd for our fall fair. If we didn't, we missed you. And if we did, we so look forward to seeing you again. So come on out, May Day Beltane. It's going to be an exciting time. Now, for everyone listening, remind and tell everybody, this is a word-of-mouth event. We're no longer doing postcards. We're no longer mailing postcards out to people. The cost has become somewhat prohibitive and is really cutting into our ability to support the Rhoda Psychic Fair. So everything is by email now. So if you want to get a certificate, there's going to be two ways, a discount certificate. One is get on the email list. Go to rhodapsychicfair.com, send an email saying, I want to be on the list. And two, look for the coupons that come out in the Foolish Times or the County Weekly at the end of the month or Connections Magazine up in Santa Cruz. And if you send any of our practitioners an email, they can send you a certificate that gives you $2 off admission at any time. So make sure you spread them. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. We want to see you all there May 2nd and 3rd at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Go to rhodapsychicfair.com for more information. And if you're wondering why it's not fully updated, it's because the person speaking to you right now has not gotten it done. Darn it. I'm going to have a heart-to-heart talk with him. So I wanted to remind you that yesterday was the day Jupiter went direct in Leo. And we've got that planet of beneficence and good fortune and fortuitous luck coming forward in that sign of Leo, the sign that says, hey, push me forward. It's all about me. So what do I want to tell you? It's all about you. Right now. If you've been holding back or hesitating or waiting to take action in your life, to make that change you wanted to do, to stop doing something, to start doing something, now's the time. Here's the energy pushing you. And you're feeling it already because I know you're feeling some of that little kind of push going on like I have to do it, I have to do it. Don't want you to go crazy. There's enough stress in this crazy world, especially if you have any Republicans in your family. So what you need to do right now is just focus on steps and actions you can take in a loving, gradual, unconditional way to let yourself move more forward in a direction you've been holding off doing. And one of the things we said, going back to that lunar eclipse that we had on Friday with that new moon in Libra, that was the time for releasing. Still take advantage of that energy. What can you release and let go of in order to make room in your life? You know, I had an interesting thing happen last week that I want to share with you. I have one closet that holds nothing but... excuse me, I'm going to cough a minute. Still recovering from whatever it was that hit me for Monday night when I started the show. I don't know what it is, but what I started to say is I have one closet that holds my suits and my trousers and different things like that. And of course I have so many suits, but with all the weight I put on, I'm not sure that I've worn a suit in quite a long time, but they're still good suits. Most of them fit pretty well. And I hold on to them. And one day I came home, and the closet bar was bowed. And one of the braces had actually pulled loose and was no longer holding it. So I took everything off the closet bar. And I went and I got a portable kind of closet bar, kind of like one of those rolling rack type of closet bars. Now, I didn't get a very good one. I knew I was just using it for an interim. And I put everything up in the garage on the closet bar. And waited till I had time to get the bar fixed and put extra braces in there and pull it up, make sure the bar hadn't cracked because it's a wooden pole. Wanted to make sure it didn't crack or anything, but it could be braced up. Sure enough, I got it braced up. But in between the time, it was about 4 days, in between the time I was able to get it braced up and I put everything on this interim closet, they kept falling over. And so I'd go into the garage and they were all on the ground. The whole thing was falling over. So I'd pick it up again. And each time I picked it up, I would go through and say, well, I don't need this, and I don't need this. This can go to Goodwill. I don't even know why I'm holding on to this. You know, and I would keep going through. And that must have happened twice a day for those 4 days. And I ended up finally, I actually tied the closet bar to an overhanging post in the garage to keep it from falling over again. But every time I went by it, I was releasing. It's almost as if it had to fall over to force me to release, because I didn't do that the first time. Instead of saying, do I really need to keep this? I said, no, I really need to get a portable closet bar and get all these things on it so they're not on the ground. And so sometimes the universe knocks at our door and says, I'm going to get you to release right now. And I know you're not paying attention to what I'm saying, but it's going to happen anyway. So pay attention to what comes up. See what knocks. See what happens. See if when something in the house accidentally breaks, did you really need it? Did you really have to have it? Or was it something you held on to because you chose to put an emotional hook around it? How many things do we carry with us because we choose to put an emotional hook around us? I actually have a portable calendar, a wooden calendar, that I've had since I was 14. I don't need it. I don't even use it. I don't even use it to set the time. It has these wooden blocks. You could change them to any date, and you can change any day of the week and any month of the year. And I held on to it. Why? Because it was something that was stable from my childhood, because Lord knows my family wasn't stable in my childhood, and I didn't encourage stability with my own behavior. So I held on to it like it mattered. You know what? It doesn't matter. It didn't make me a better person. It didn't give me guidance. It didn't teach me a lesson. It didn't explore anything with me. It didn't hold my hand in times of fear and dread or loneliness. It just sat on a shelf. So ask yourself, what things are you holding on to that you've put some emotional hook into as if they have a real value? Because with last week's lunar eclipse, and now as we're moving forward with Jupiter and Leo, it's time for us to make room for things in our life. So the things we really want that add value to our life, the things that actually help us be better at living the divine life we're here to live, make sure that they're not crowded out, that there's no room in you for the chi to flow. And we all know, just talk to any feng shui consultant, if you're boxing up everything and piling up everything, the energy's not moving. It's the same thing with us. Where have we stuck ourselves emotionally in our house? Which elements around us hold our emotions so that we're not open emotionally to people? Or we're not open emotionally to opportunities, or we're not open emotionally to allow ourselves to grow further. So that is what Jupiter in Leo is prompting us to do. Move forward. Do the flushing that was left over from our lunar eclipse last week, that powerful, powerful lunar eclipse. And get moving on clearing and taking the steps in the direction of the items you want to release or receive. Do it with love. Do it gently. It's not a race. It's for the fastest. We need to be the tortoise, not the hare. It's slow and steady. Just keep moving in that direction. Keep believing, keep loving yourself, and keep moving forward. So that's going to be it for this little segment right now. What I'm going to do is cut away to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Stephen Heckhouse, an energy healer, who's going to share with us a bit of his journey and perhaps do a little healing for us. We'll see. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With diamond alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. Welcome back to this fabulous Thursday, the 9th of April. And with us this evening is Stephen Heckhouse, who's practiced massage therapy and energy healing for more than 25 years. He has an extensive professional experience coupled with decades of meditative practice. Stephen has cultivated a highly refined intuitive sensitivity to disruptions in the natural balance of the physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. And he brings all that together when he's working on his clients. So, Stephen, we want to welcome you to Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you, Solarzar.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And so, Stephen, you've come by way of a little bit of a... Here, we'll do that. There we go. And well, you've come by way of a little bit of an alternative way to kind of come into your practice. Can you tell us a little bit of your background?
Well, I learned meditation in 1972 and been practicing it ever since, and I learned as many advanced techniques as I could possibly learn that were offered with this particular type of meditation, including yogic flying.
So let me just interrupt you there for a quick. So what brought you to meditation? What made you say, this is something that I want to look at? What was it that happened? Or
sheer desperation from the 60s and LSD and psilocybin and mescaline and everything I could imagine. And I saw a poster on the wall of my high school with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi on it, and for an intro into transcendental meditation. And something about it just grabbed me, and I learned it, and I could not believe the well-being I felt within about 15 seconds.
So let me ask you, again, building off of that and what you shared. So was it a sense of you had gone through this drug experimentation and you felt you needed a way to balance, or you felt you needed another way to seek a high? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be facetious with the question. Is what was your mindset? Because it sounds like you were a teenager at the time.
Sheer desperation.
I know you
to
said
feel better.
Yeah. To feel better. To feel better. I got it. Yeah.
To
okay.
Feel better. Yeah.
I can understand that. So you were going around experimenting, as many people were, and it was just really a sense of trying to feel better.
Yeah, I was desperate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so now you started out, I guess, with transcendental meditation. Is that was the modality you started?
Yes, I did.
Okay, is that what you stayed with?
That's what I stayed with. I never bothered to learn anything else because it was so good that I didn't think I needed to.
Well, and I'm not implying that you would need to either. Obviously, you do what works, and it's something that clearly worked for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not knowledgeable of the variety of meditation or meditative modalities, and I know some people have moved into something else, but my personal experience has been many people who started with transcendental meditation really stay there. I mean, it seems to be when it draws you into it, it's the right one for you.
It was the right one for me, yeah.
Yeah. And so what was your experience? As you said, you found that it was it. Can you describe the experience to the listeners so they have a sense of when you went there and said, wow, this is for me, what was the experience you were going through? How did it feel physically, emotionally? What was your reaction to it?
The most intense relaxation I'd felt in years. Probably my whole life. I went into a state of inner bliss and happiness. I could barely drive home. It was so good. So just bliss.
Yeah. And certainly that's kind of, and I don't know. It's certainly one of the things that's often promoted is that probably one of the purest, most natural highs people can have. And it centers the body and balances the body and lowers the blood pressure, and it does all these beneficial things versus any narcotic or intoxicant, which actually does all the rest. So you went through this one experience. Now, did you start? Were you going through a regular study of it, or were you? Was it just a center where people would get together and do it and walk people through it? What was? You know, were you with an actual teacher?
It's a practice that I learned that you're on your own, or you can do it with other people. Pretty much it's been on my own for most of the time. However, I have been to groups where we did it together.
Yeah.
And it works very well by myself or with others.
Now, was it your practice, your meditative practice, that also led you into body work and energy healing, or was that much more of an evolved evolution later?
What happened with me was, along with practicing meditation and yogic flying and all that, I took a course in massage therapy. And so I started working with people doing massage. And what began to happen after a while, because I had been going within and clearing my own stress out daily, it after enough experience of that for decades, all I can say is it started to, the feeling of being able to clear out stress broadened out from myself into being able to do it with others as well. Very similar to meditation. When I start working, when I do a session with someone, spirit just takes me over, and it's very similar to meditation, but I'm doing it with others and simply just myself.
Now, do you get a sense of your clients that you're working on? Do you get senses about their body as you're working about them? For instance, do you get directions of saying, go in yourself, go up to the shoulder, or work on this arm, or move over here? Are you getting that type of intuitive connection to what's going on within their body?
That's exactly what it's like. It goes beyond intuition in the sense that my hands seem to know where to go without even thinking about it. And I tend to see where the stresses are and feel them and sometimes know what they're about. Light will flow into the body frequently, the person that I'm working with, and when the light leaves, it carries with it all kinds of negative energies. That's one of the most common things that happens with me. It's just this light shows up frequently. It's the color of sunlight, and it seems like it actually is, not even metaphorically, it seems like it actually is sunlight, but it's not visible so much to the naked eye. It's just, it has an effect of clearing the body of negativities and past impressions and anxieties and things like that.
And just for the listeners to get a sense of, Stephen also is a practitioner at the Rota Psychic Fair. Obviously, he does this full time. He's a private practitioner, but he comes to the Rota Psychic Fair. And to a person, everyone says his energy healing is amazing. So I'm just sharing that because he can't share that, because then he wouldn't anyway. But it's just, he really has a sense. And it's interesting the way you phrase that, Stephen, because you said it's kind of a sense of a knowing versus, it's not a thought like go to the left or go to the right. You just seem to go and know, and people experience the benefit of that healing, that energy healing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And people generally feel better, sometimes a little, sometimes a lot.
Well, I've always felt that any healing session is always better off if the people feel better when they're done.
They feel better when they're done. Almost for sure. Not guaranteed, mind you. I have had people that didn't feel a thing.
Well, we have to be careful, too. There are actually laws out there where we're not supposed to call them healing sessions, but, you know, you can call them whatever you want. But energy is energy, and we're all energy. And when people are practitioners of energy, what they're doing is helping to do two things. They're helping to shift the energy that's blocked or clogged within our system that's causing some type of a chronic or traumatic or situational event that's going on. And two, they're helping to stimulate our own body's healing response, because no matter what the medical profession says, the best healer on the planet is your body, period, bar none. That's why you can cut yourself and the skin will heal itself. It doesn't take anything to do that. It does it automatically, doesn't need a degree or a medical study. So you have the best healing modality right with you at all times, your body. And sometimes, because it's been stuck, blocked, or misused over time, it needs encouragement and guidance. And that's what an energy healer can do without telling you anything. It's a shifting of the energy. It's removing of a block.
That's pretty much what it is. And pretty much what it feels like to me so much of the time is because I can see beyond the stresses that people have into who they really are. And what happens is the energy that comes to me and through me to work with them, I realize many times, is the same energy they already are. So it's like light working on the light that already is in people. It's just like getting a little booster shot. And so I tell people, because they want to be able to heal themselves, and I say, this isn't really me doing anything as Stephen Heckhouse. This energy comes through, and all it is basically the same energy they already are. And so they are basically healing themselves in the true sense.
Yeah, I think that that's a phenomenal explanation. I like the way you shared that.
That's what it is.
So, and Stephen does a variety of sessions. You know, he does, you know, physical massage sessions, of course. And he can also do phone sessions. He can also do intuitive sessions with people over the phone. Obviously, that's not hands-on. And a lot of your work that I've seen you do at the Road to Psychic Fair, of course, is not even hands-on anyway. It's more like hands-over. It's more of that energy movement type of work. So let's say I scheduled a session with you. Would you determine, you know, if I came in, I said, no, I need a massage. Would you determine, oh, maybe he doesn't need a massage. Maybe it's something else, and that's what I'm sensing. Do you have those type of dialogues with your clients at different times, or do you really try to just say, if I came for a massage, you give me a massage?
I will give a massage if people truly want it. My specialty, however, is being open to what happens. And I've had a client who several times wanted me to do a massage, but she said at the last minute, no, Stephen, I'd rather do an energy healing session. And I'm just open to whatever happens. Because I don't really know what's going to happen until the session starts, and there's no real reason for me to know. I can get a feeling about where the session could go, but it's always a big surprise, and it's always much bigger of a healing session than I anticipate. It's a big surprise every time for me. That's why I love doing it so much, because it is so wonderful just being in that flow of spirit.
Now, do you work with guides or other type of entities, beings, or knowledge from beyond type of thing? And I don't mean necessarily passed over, but do you work with guides in your work? Or
yes, absolutely. The most frequent thing I work with is, I'll just call her Mother God, Mother Divine, and Mother Mary. They come in quite frequently, and I just bow down to it. The first experience I had of Mother Mary, I was on the phone with my friend Dawn in Hawaii, and what came to me all of a sudden is Mother Mary is my guide, and I almost fell on the ground in tears. And since then, she helps me with just about everything I do. So she shows up quite frequently with me, and that's why I'd never take any credit for what I do with this. It's just a thing with Mother Mary and Mother Divine, and frequently beings I have no idea what their name is. One is like, it's like the sun work. The sun itself works through me. It's like fire. It's like yellow golden light. And yes, I get a lot of assistance. In fact, it's not really getting assistance. They do all the work. I just simply stay out of the way.
Yeah, and for those who know Stephen, you'll recognize what I'm about to say. For those of you who are just hearing him for the first time, that he's a very very humble and yet centered individual when you meet him. And it's a very interesting experience. I sometimes feel, Stephen, as if you walk between two dimensions at all times, like one foot in this and one foot in another. And I sometimes get that sense. And I don't mean that there's no, you know, backhanded negativity involved with that. But I sometimes have the sense that you're almost always in contact with the guides.
I can lose it, and I lose it daily, but I can get it back very fast. I used to need a bit of time to get into state with this, but if somebody asks me a question and I feel it, the getting in state happens pretty fast, and the work can happen pretty fast. In fact, it's happening in faster and faster. It's happening faster and faster these days, the amount of stress that can be released and the small amount of time.
So we want to let folks know that your website is Amrita Loca, and that's AmritaLoka.com. AmritaLoka.com. And could you tell us the significance of the name?
My brother found the word. I already knew the word Amrita, which basically means, I believe, eternal life, because in Sanskrit the word rit means death, I believe. So Amrit is like the opposite. It's like eternal life. Loka means world. So basically, I love the sound of the word basically it means realm of the immortals, something like that. I never really looked too closely. I just loved the sound of the word, and I stuck with it.
Sounds like someplace Thor lives, huh? The realm of the immortals, you know?
Well, that's what we work with. Truly immortal beings.
That's right. That's right. So how do you feel in terms of starting, obviously, from your experience with transcendental meditation up through going through body work to massage school, how do you feel it shifted or changed your life? In other words, let me put it a different way. All of us have some preconceived idea of which way our life would go when we're young. And 99% of us don't see it that way. It doesn't turn out that way. But how do you think your journey has shifted your life from where you thought you would journey to the journey that you're actually on? Does that question make sense?
It makes total sense. I used to be a hardcore surfer. That was my life, was surfing. And I realized why I wasn't doing it anymore, because before, surfing was bigger than me, and now I find myself in my own self bigger than surfing. So it's completely transformed my life. And with me, the meditation is about going within and healing myself. The work I do outside is like bringing that energy out and working with other people. It's completely transformed my life. It's a completely different thing I have now. What I'm really interested in is elevation of consciousness and becoming enlightened and doing what I can for other people when they're stuck. Because truly, I have to emphasize again, I take no credit for the work. I wouldn't have a clue how to do it from my small self named Stephen. But the divine beings that come through me are absolutely amazing, and they can do wonderful things in terms of helping people get rid of anxiety that they've had, physical pain, and I don't know that there's any limit to it. All I do is become more and more in tune with it as I go.
So how much do you do, how frequent is your transcendental meditation practice on a daily basis? Do you do it twice a day, once a day?
Lately, it's been about once a day. I used to do it twice a day, but I've become so busy that...
Hopefully that's a good busy.
That's a really good busy. I love my work more than anything. It's like my girlfriend Linda tells me, Stephen, I've never known anybody who loved their work as much as you do. And she says, that's my gift. That's how she feels about me. I love my work. And I could do it all day long, and it would be just fine. Yeah. Because for me, it's become an equal of meditation. And it's hard to distinguish what's better or not anymore. It's just the work is fantastic.
Well, often I've heard it said, and I'm saying this as someone who's trained in some energy healing modalities, but I'm going to express it a little differently. But I've often heard it said, if the healing, the energy healing, is being done right, it reinvigorates the healer. If it's being done wrong, it drains the healer. I don't know if that's been your experience or if you even subscribe to that belief.
With me, it invigorates me absolutely. I go into a state of, it's like getting a taste of enlightenment. I'm just quiet and serene and just there. And it seems to be bleeding into the rest of my life, where I'm getting this state of inner peace more and more if I'm doing a session or not.
Oh, excellent. Now, if people were interested in getting engaged with transcendental meditation, what would you recommend they do, or some form of meditation? Where would you recommend they start?
Well, like I say, I learned transcendental meditation, and I didn't learn anything outside the Transcendental Meditation Organization because it was so pleasing to me. I didn't really need to. All I can think of, just Google transcendental meditation teachers in the area, and they are here. If you have any questions, you can call me personally, and I can give you a number.
And so if people wanted to get in touch with you, would set the number 224 4669?
That's right, with the prefix 831. That's right.
And they can also schedule sessions with you for energy healings, for massage. You can have consultations with Stephen to discern what's best. But you yourself don't teach transcendental meditation, I take it.
No, I do not. I was in a I took a course to become a teacher of it. And there was going to be another course, but what happened was I was living in Santa Barbara, and every time I was supposed to do something with teaching TM, or in that area, the surf was always good. I was a big-time surfer back then. So becoming a teacher of TM sort of fell away, and I never did it. So I can't teach it, no.
So I like this one quote from Jill Frazen. It says, "Stephen gives us one of the greatest gifts we could ever get in a healing session, being absolutely, unconditionally loved by the divine. This is the alchemy that clears away all mental, emotional, and physical blocks." And that's from Jill Frazen from Boulder, Colorado. And I think that that's an important definitional perspective of Stephen Heckhouse, is that's what you bring to it. You bring this balanced, centered, unconditional self to the work that you do. And like you said, you love the work you do, so it comes through as well. So people can actually talk to you by calling 831-224-4669. They can go to amritaloka.com and find out more about him through his website. And you can get in touch with him also by going to release93921@yahoo.com. to actually schedule a session or find out more information. But I guess from your perspective, if I were doing a meditative practice today, would you recommend I start, and I know you're not a teacher, I got that, but I start with, 5 minutes a day to try to just sit in stillness and silence, or that I try a 20-minute session as TM is recommended for twice a day? I mean, how would you recommend I take my baby steps to start working on bringing that stillness, that peace into my life through meditation?
If someone were to ask me that, I'd have to tune in and see what they actually needed. And frequently I can. Someone would have to ask me a question like, where do I go from here? And frequently the answer will come. There's no pat answer for that. I'd have to just tune in and see what they need.
So if you have that question, make sure you get in touch with Stephen and ask him that question. What do you need? What do you need? And he'd be able to give you an answer for you. Stephen doesn't give pat answers to anything, as you can see, not just for the last question, but from anything, because that's not how he lives and that's not what he believes. So it's very important that you recognize that that's the integrity of Stephen in what he does. And don't expect that there's a one-size-fits-all, because he doesn't see us that way. He sees us based on what each of us individually need. And that's very important. That's a gift.
Well, it is a gift. That's all I can say about that.
Is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners or express or talk about whatsoever? Doesn't have to be deep. It doesn't have to be profound. It could even be a problem with the traffic light at the corner. But is there just anything else that comes to you that you would like to share?
What comes off the top of my head, but it sort of dropped in, was just have faith in God. Life is so full of so many difficult challenges for so many people. Just have faith in God. When I get a little low in cash and I have a lot of bills, I start asking, God, I need money right now to fulfill this need. And damn, within an hour or 2 hours or the next morning, people will be calling me for more work. It truly works. Just have faith in God.
And that's sometimes hard for many of us to do when we see the situation of the world around us. One of the other things, Stephen, that we encourage people here to do all the time is to stay informed but not inundated with news and negativity. It's almost in Day by Day with James Allen, they had a wonderful phrase earlier in the week. Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results. This is but saying that nothing can come from corn but corn, and nothing from nettles but nettles. So we have to look at what we're putting inside of ourselves on a regular basis, because that's what we're storing in there, and that's what we're calling upon when we're under the stress. And if what we've got in there is a lot of negativity, it's going to interfere with our ability to do, just as you asked, to stay in touch with the divine. Because very often people are going to the divine to try to remove something when they themselves are not willing to take the action to remove it themselves. You know, and I'm not blaming any of you out there when you've gone to the divine. I'm not. You know, although I don't know about that person in the third row, I have some suspicions about you. So that's very good. Now, do you do any form of a regular ceremonial practice for your spirituality or your belief outside of your meditation?
No, I don't. Mm. Not right now.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that your meditation, you know, serves you and your spiritual practice for your connection, your work, your meditation, and just being who you are.
That's about it.
Yeah, and I think that's a pure way of actually living, if you want to know the truth, because I think so often, personally, people are creating ceremony because they haven't yet, going back to what I said earlier, they haven't yet created the room inside themselves for that spirituality to really exist. So what we do, we externalize it. You know, if we do this, if we do that, you know, if I move my pen to the right side, you know, and spin around three times, you know, then I'm creating my connection. And it's not so. It's really an internal job. And clearly you've done that.
My feeling is that you have to find it within. You have to find the grace within. If you're trying to get it from without, from some person or something, it's a roller coaster ride. It won't be fulfilling enough. Got to find it within.
All right. Well, I want to remind folks that we're talking to Stephen Heckhouse. You can go to amritaloka.com, amritaloka.com. I'll put that on the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com. For some reason, I put it in the email, but I did not put it on the guest page, so that you can connect over there. You can also reach Stephen by calling 831-224-4669. Or send an email to release93921@yahoo.com. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. We've been talking with Stephen Heckhouse. You can go to amritaloka.com to find out more about Stephen. His information will be on the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com. Make sure you give him a call and find out, one, which practice is best for you. Should you start a meditative practice? Should you get a healing or massage session? You can do all of that, and you can also call him at 831-224-4669. Now, in the second hour, Reverend Charlotte Tinker will be here with us, and she'll be channeling through Kuan Yin in her Healing the World One Heart at a Time. So it'll be a very interactive session with Kuan Yin and I having a dialogue. Kuan Yin on the other side, and me just right here where I always am, 5 to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. So as we close out this section, I want to remind you from a past master who also had problems in life like most of us. but it's time for all of us to be part of the world's healing. So let's heal the world with Michael Jackson.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and you're listening to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Excuse me, where we bring you empowered programming for the open mind. Go to RadioMonterey.com, take a look at the shows, read the host lineup, become familiar with them, listen to their shows, love them, embrace them, invite them to Thanksgiving dinner. All right, you don't have to do that. But become friends with them because they're bringing their work, their talent, and their expertise to you so you can make choices in a more informed way to improve any aspect of your life. And Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 2nd and 3rd. And you know what? We're keeping track of each and every one of you because we want to see you. We so want to see you. If we saw you November 1st and 2nd for our fall fair, we want to see you again because we so love seeing you then. And if we didn't see you, we miss you. Please come on out. Beltane, May Day, Sun Fun, Friends, and Community. The Rhoda Psychic Fair at rhodapsychicfair.com at the Monterey Fairgrounds May 2nd and 3rd. And remember, no postcards are being sent out this time, so if you want your discount coupons, you're going to have to find them by getting onto our email list. Send us an email asking to be on the Rhoda Psychic Fair email list through rhodapsychicfair.com, and we'll send you the coupons by email. You'll also see coupons in the Foolish Times. Toward the end of the month, you'll see them in the Monterey County Weekly, and you can see them in Connection Magazine. So pay attention, get your coupons, and come on out to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Now, for those of you who keep track of the days of the week, this is Thursday. And if it's Thursday, that can only mean one thing. Reverend Charlotte Tinker is with us. Now, she has an extensive background in formal education in the healing arts, and she was ordained as a healing minister and trans-channel from the Healing Light Center Church in 1990, and has been providing a broad spectrum of classes and workshops to a large and ever-expanding community since then. Now, since her meeting in 1987, Charlotte has been committed to acting as a channel for Kuan Yin, the Goddess of Mercy. And in addition to providing personal and group channeling sessions, Charlotte has made the channeled teachings of Kuan Yin available through her website, kuanyinspeaks.com. Each Thursday, she joins us on Good Vibrations, the radio, for healing the world one heart at a time. And tonight, she'll be bringing through the channeled guidance of Kuan Yin. Let's listen to Reverend Charlotte Tinker.
And so we're bidding you all very good welcome and very good evening. I think that you can perhaps recognize this is who we are through this small one's body. So we are Kuan Yin, yes.
Well, welcome, and we're very honored for you to join us here at the show this evening. You know, Reverend Tinker and I were talking about something as we were getting ready to start, and it seems that many people in these last several weeks are going through these frenetic, stress-filled times. Instead of things easing up, they seem to be clamping down. Is there something you see for us that would help us, or some guidance you could give us to help us travel through this time with a little more ease and flow?
Yes, it is a very interesting time. There is so much terror and fear in this world that even if you're living in a place like in your country where you are believing that you are safe, which is a relative term for you, but Seth, that even if you do not paying attention to what is happening in the world around you, you are still impacted by the energies of that is what happening. So you must remember firstly that you are not disconnected from anything in the world. And then you must take practices that will help you to stay grounded and to stay centered. We believe also in this transition time when their energies are so, they are like the big waves in the ocean, the energy is now, like in a storm, yes? And so it is more important than ever that you rest better. So we know that many of our peoples are feeling overwhelmed, overburdened. And because it is a spring coming out, yes, and everyone want to go out and be more busy for spring and summer. So instead of making sure that there is time every day for you to be quiet in yourself and to rest and to stay grounded and to take little nap, perhaps, you are squishing in so much of things that you do not pay attention to how to take care of yourself. The other thing that we think, too, is this little one, she complaining to us this week about this planet, which is has been going backwards and now going forwards, and how somehow it's supposed to be better, not harder. But we say to you that if you think about the training you have in this process or idea of astrology, yes, astrology. When a planet is going backwards, it is going backwards through all of what you have done before, until it comes to the end of its curve. And now you go forward to all you have done before. So it will be a little while before you begin to have new thing you're doing. What you're doing now is going back over old ground a second time. So if you're walking and you walk the same path every time, it's like you're walking out and now you're going backwards to walk back to the beginning, and now you have to go back out again to where you stop, and now you turn around and come forward. So you are re-experiencing the things you have not had opportunity yet to create new ways to be in those experiences. And so it may be a little harder for a while.
And since we're human, is it okay if we complain about that?
Absolutely. This little one, she still occasionally have temper tantrum, and it's okay. We don't care.
So would it be all right if people would like to call in and ask questions? Would you be open to taking questions?
We would like that very much.
Okay, so I want to let folks know, if you have a question for Kuan Yin, it's 831-899-5792. Feel free to call in. You know, you mentioned in the last answer too that you talked about it, that we're in a time of, and I'm maybe paraphrasing here, a time of transition where we're moving. Could you tell us what the transition is, what we're moving from and to?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, you're in past transition time. You're in the section of this transition of transformation, actually. So you have moved beyond just transition. But yes, you are transitioning as not only as a peoples and as cultures and in this earth plane, but also is in your galaxy and your universes and your dimensions. You are moving from, people call this a fifth dimension, so this term that we're using. You are moving from third dimension consciousness to fifth dimension consciousness. And there are many peoples who are actually have made such a change in their life that they are straddling over the doorway, kind of. So some days they are on one side, and other days they say, oh, what am I doing here, and move back to third dimension thinking or consciousness. This transition is happening whether you like it or not, because it is not about you. It is about the cyclical processes of the universes which have been set up, perhaps we can say, many millions of years ago from when the very first beginning of individuation from the void started. And so in some ways, you could say this is your fate, although we do not believe in fate particularly. But in other ways, it is for you to become more clearly conscious of yourself as a human being and to be more clearly conscious of the way that you think and the choices that you make and the behaviors that you acting out, and to be more clearly conscious of what is residing deeper within you that are old patterns of beliefs or behaviors that you are creating your world through, so that you can begin to evaluate yourself from third dimension thinking or consciousness or ideas and begin to practice in fifth dimension consciousness, in which there are no separations and no judgments.
So if anyone would like to ask Kuan Yin a question, you can call 831-899-5792. That's 899-5792. Now, one of the comments you made in the last answer was also about that we're going through this series of changes that are not about us. And actually, I have to share, I'm actually an Aries, and so therefore everything is about me.
Yes.
may not be about the other people, but it's definitely about me. But
this is the I person. Yes?
Yeah, that's right. So the other thing what I really wanted to share about that is that many people right now are saying, we're going through an age of consciousness where we're expected to expand. Now, you did say something here that we should do that, but what I thought I heard is that it's not that this shift is happening because we are expanding consciousness. It's that the shift is going to happen, period, regardless.
Yes, the question is not, we said this a long while ago, actually. The question is not, can you make a difference in this world? Can you change what is happening? Can you stop what is happening? The question is, can you be in alignment with the new energies coming in so that you will still be here at the end of this cycle?
Well, I think that's a very distinct and clarifying response. Thank you for that. So it's whether we get in alignment with the energies coming in. It's not whether or not we're affecting the energy coming in or not. It's coming.
It's coming, yes.
Yeah.
How you do change, how you can ameliorate, yes, this is the word?
Ameliorate, yes, yeah, it's yes. Very good.
How you can ameliorate the results of this natural energetic change in cycle is how more you are in harmony with it. And when you are more in harmony with changes coming along, then the result of those changes are not so disastrous. When you are putting your feet like this one, she says she is the bull, the Taurus, yes?
Yes.
So she putting her feet in the ground and say, you can't make me go. Yes. So for all of you who looking around saying, no, I am not going to go, you can't make me go, what happened is you withdraw the energy that you have, which is creative, and can move in harmony, which is what's happening, and can be an active participant in the changes which are occurring around you, so that you can set your patterns to say, this change, we take advantage of this energy and make these changes in the world because they are in harmony with the energy and in harmony with the heart, yes, with the soul.
Yes.
When you can do this, now the physical results of the changes are less difficult. If you are fighting with these, now it is more difficult. And you must remember also that not all of the peoples who are here in this time frame have come here to be shepherd this new wave of frequency. Many of the peoples who came here are adding out the last part of this third dimension consciousness, we shall say. And when they have completed their job, when their commitment is completed because you have changed your patterns, they will die and no longer be here. So to look at, and for us, we say to you, it is the most important that you see these peoples as your angels. They are your soulmates. They make agreement many times ago to come and be in this time period, just as you have, to act out for you the very things that you need to heal and let go of in order to make this a change from consciousness levels of consciousness. And when they have, when they are no longer needed to act out the old things, then they are free to die and go back.
So I'm just going to express that for the listeners, that we could hug a Republican today.
Yes.
Because they're our angels representing to us all the things we don't want in the world.
And believe are part of you. There is nothing outside of you that you act on or are affected by that is not got a seed of that within you. You would not see it if it was not within you. Cannot happen.
So what is a way? Not, I was going to say the best way, but that could be variable for each person. What is a way for people who feel like they're trying to seek greater consciousness but don't feel they know how to do it? What's a good way for them to be able to open themselves more to that journey?
Ah, yes. Forgive yourself. It is, interestingly, we think it is probably the biggest hurdle to get past your own self-destructive criticism, your own belief that you are not good enough, or you cannot expand far enough or fast enough, that you make mistakes, that you fall back into old behavior patterns. So the fastest way we know, the only way we know for sure to do this, is to simply forgive yourself for being a human being. We think being a human being makes you beautiful. We do not believe that perfection is without this one calls, what she say, Nixa and Dings. Yes, Nixa and Dings. this is correct, Nixa and Dings. She said to us, you know, I do not be able to do this 24 hours a day. We say to her, it does not matter. We say to you the same thing. When you spend a little time every single day to come into your own heart, into your own soul self, and you reside in there in restfulness, not in mind moving, not in trying to change, not in trying to become something different than what you think you are, but to simply rest quietly in the center of your own soul self. Now you are what you are. You have now touched into the light that you always have been and still are. And each time you can do this, you allow that light to shine forward more freely. Every time you come out of that and begin to speak about yourself or to yourself about losing the harmony or losing the ability to be gracious or not being able to be as peaceful as you will like, every time you do this, you put soot over your light. And now your light cannot shine through. It is not the action that puts the soot over. It is the criticism. It is the judgment. And the judgment is what makes your karma. And so if you can maintain yourself in a place where you are discerning but not judging, now you have better way of dropping into the wholeness of yourself more often.
So speaking of being discerning and not judging, I don't want to judge those of you out there that I know are listening. I'm not calling in and asking your question because you have one. I know. I can feel it. It's steaming up, and you're just waiting for somebody else to ask it. So the number is 831-899-5792. 831-899-5792. Take advantage. Ask your question. Get the information. Don't wait, because that's too often what we do. We're humans. You know what? I've heard it said, both the movie The Matrix, of course, expressed this to the popular culture mind, but I've heard this said in other ways, that as human beings, we have difficulty accepting things if they're easy. It's almost as if we have to have some challenge in order to feel like we've accomplished, achieved, or done something. So in one sense, we invite the challenges to us because we are unable to grow or move forward without them. Is that really so, at least the last part of what I said?
Not so. It is so only because you believe it is so. Yes. It is not true that you so. We have people who say to us, when will we be in a fifth dimension consciousness where everything is beautiful and harmonious and peaceful and there is a no disease and no anger and no more war? We say to you, the fifth dimension consciousness is not about changing the events in the world that are occurring. Fifth dimension consciousness is about how you are able to maintain the wholeness that you are at the soul self and how you wish to stand in the face of whatever events are occurring. That is the key to fifth dimension consciousness. So events will always be events. And for many, many hundreds of years to come, there will always be some portion of peoples who will provide for you what you need to complete or reconcile your karmas that you come here to reconcile. And so there will always be something that you will have an opportunity to look at and say, I didn't know this is what I was believing. Thank you very much. And you will begin to heal those. You will reconcile the karmas that you bring with you. You have created these plans specifically to do this work. So it is not possible for you to continue to create this plane to do this work and not have the work here for you to do, yes?
Yes. I understand that. I especially like the premise or the understanding that we create a lot of those challenges because we believe we have to.
Yes.
And that and it also, for me, clarifies why there are some people who seem to flow with everything, and it's because they expect to flow.
Yes.
So therefore, they create the flow whether they intend to or not. That's what they're attracting.
Well, not only that, it is more than that, you see. It is that if you have a struggle coming in the front of your face, yes, something happening in the front of your face, not so good. We will maybe use example for this little, we will ask her first. Yes, we will use example for this little one. So she has a physical discomfort this last week. Where she is not okay. Yes? So instead of to looking at this experience she having and saying, oh, what did I do wrong? Yes? What did I eat wrong? What am I doing wrong? What have I done to bring this on myself? She does not do this. She says, oh, look, I am cleaning out. Whatever it is, I'm cleaning out. Let us relax. Let us say thank you very much. We'll let ourselves take care of it in this particular way, even if we do not know what is causing this, mm-hmm. what we are mm-hmm. getting rid of, what we are letting go of. Mm-hmm. So for her, she has learned that whatever is come to her in her face is a gift for her. And how can she take advantage of it to be in harmony or in movement with that gift so she can move through it gracefully? Yes.
You know, one of the hosts shared a particular book. The name escapes me, so for those of you listening, don't call in and berate me. But in the book, what this gentleman talks about is the way he talks to his angels, and I want to share this with you. And he starts everything, he said, anytime, everything, he just starts out by asking for my most benevolent outcome. He calls them MBOs, my most benevolent outcome. And I found by using them, what it did for me is it shifts my mind. So my mind starts, so when you're talking about Reverend Tinker, for instance, she's able to shift and say, okay, I'm clearing something out, instead of, oh, woe is me, what's going on, why am I feeling this? She's already shifted her mind into something in a proactive, positive way. And I also found that by using most benevolent outcome, for me, it actually shifted me from saying, oh, what's wrong here?
Yes.
So I wasn't focused in the wrong. I'm just saying I would like the most benevolent outcome of this particular situation. I also wasn't trying to say it needs to look like a green elephant.
Yes.
In case it shows up like a red donkey.
Very big difference. Most of people in their prayers, they do not. And in fifth dimension consciousness, it's very important to know the difference between third dimension and fifth dimension consciousness. Because in third dimension consciousness, you are trained to do your meditation with a particular or specific goal in mind. Yes, I want a red car. Yes,
yeah.
Go fast, 100 miles an hour fast from zero to one. Yes,
yeah.
Red car. And so, and then when you do not get this red car, you believe that God has not given you your prayer, answered your prayer. And now you have this interesting thing that says, ah, God always answers prayers and sometimes answer is no. This is nonsense. Answer is never no. It is never no. It is that you have not looked for what the universe has brought for you because you were so focused on red car that you did not see the beautiful blue luxury that came to park in front of your driveway. You sent it away. Because it was not red car. So part of the training that we ask our peoples to do is to recognize that whatever is yours come to you. And it is your job not to decide what that will be, but to be have your eyes open and to say, ah, what coming to me now? What coming to me now? I have a need to be fulfilled. My need to be fulfilled is for transportation. What coming to me now? And then you have this broad, broad area which the universe can now fulfill in the way which is best for you. So this is your mostest, bestest outcome that you're asking for. Yes.
Yeah.
This one says, what is the gift?
In the consulting game, we always used to say that most of the time we'd end up giving the client what they asked for, but it was never what they wanted.
Yes.
And we can translate that, and we tend to ask for what we think we want, but it's not really what we want.
Yes, yes.
So
because you think in the mind,
yeah.
Says to you, the mind which should serve the heart instead of run it, the mind says, oh, no, 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 this is what you want, this is what you want. Because it says from its inside, that's from the little child, right, that says, this is what you should want.
Yes.
You should want to have this. You should want to be this way. You should want to be that way. If you are this way, then people will love you. You will be safe. You will always have food. But that is not truly what the heart yearns for.
Yeah.
And so part of the process of moving into this new frequency is to stay enough times every day, even if only for one or two moments, where you are in the heart center and the year and what the heart yearns for can come to the surface. And you can be aligned with that. And then you can tell the mind how that its job is to find out how to get it, not if you should get it. Yes.
You mentioned earlier also about the difference between third dimension and fifth dimension. Could you explain that more of what is the fifth dimension versus the third dimension? What are the differences that we're not used to expecting?
Well, you are seeing some of the differences occurring at this moment. In fifth dimension consciousness, the thought is manifested in the thinking. So one of the things that you will want to practice is to be careful about what you're thinking. One of the benefits is that you do not have to wait 100 years or 50 years before it comes to your face. And now you think, oh, my gosh, how did I create this? You know, I've been in creating for 20 years, this thing, because it is manifested in the moment. So part of the practice of moving in and being in harmony with this new form, energy form, is to be clear about what you're thinking about as often as you can possibly manage, and then to recognize how its result is already here. One of the things we try to remind our peoples is that, and it will is more and more, we will say, important and more clear in this new waveform, is that one of the challenges that you came to this earth plane for, one of the things that you designed this earth plane for, was so that you could experience yourselves in polarity and know in the same moment there is no such thing. Yes? Fifth dimension consciousness. Hmm. So that you can have the experience of polarity without being identified by it and without believing it is actually real. It is created. You have created a polar plane so that you can play in it.
Yeah, very interesting. I certainly hadn't thought about that, but yeah, actually we intellectually create what we want for us to, and actually we create it sometimes, I imagine. We create things to justify the way we think it should be.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to the way it needs to be or has to be.
Or is simply unfolding.
Yeah.
So instead of saying that it needs to be a certain way, what we are asking you to do in this new level of consciousness is to observe how it is unfolding.
Hmm.
And that is different, you see. It means that you withdraw your need to be in charge.
Hmm.
You say, I'm in alignment with this vibration that is moving through everything, right? I am in alignment with this expansion, which is occurring everywhere there is on every dimension in every level. Let us see what this brings.
Hmm.
Let us grasp it. Let us taste it. Let us experience it. Let us enjoy it without making a judgment about whether it is good or bad or right or wrong or whether it should be this way or should not be this way, but to simply experience the way it is unfolding in this moment. Mm. Because in fifth dimension consciousness especially, it is most important that you allow everything to be only in this moment. In third dimension consciousness, you choose what you think is good and then you try to hold on to it so it will stay forever. It cannot. The other thing to remember in fifth dimension consciousness, it is androgynous. It is, yes, we say this right, androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
And this does not mean it is a neutral or neutered. Androgyny is a relationship where what appears to be opposite is more wholly its own self, more fully its own self in the presence of what appears to be opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about relationship, which is easiest to explain, then you talk about female is much more wholeness in her femaleness because of and in the presence of the maleness and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about this little one said about Jupiter, yes? Yes?
Jupiter and Leo.
Yes. Well, if you think about the planets of Jupiter and Saturn, which are one is expanding and the other is contracting, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you think of them as in oppositions to each other. You call them maleficent and beneficent, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They are not in opposition to each other. They are a partnership in which when you are in harmony with both of them, in which they benefit each other. If you have Jupiter, which is expanding without any barriers, you have Cancer. If you have Saturn, which has no inner expansion, which is only the walls that close, now you have much of what you're seeing in where the rules get smaller and smaller and tighter, and there's less and less openness for anyone to be alive. Yes?
Yes.
So, but if you have the two of them together in an androgynous marriage, we will say, now you have the boundaries that the Jupiter needs to expand in a healthy way.
Hmm.
And you have Jupiter expanding, which keeps the boundaries flexible instead of solid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now both are the very best of what they are.
Yeah, so it's kind
androgyny.
Of like... Yeah, it's kind of like... Tall buildings have to sway with the wind,
yes.
And bridges have to sway. So it has to have that movement. We want to let folks know we've got a few minutes left. If you'd like to try to call in and get your question answered by Kuan Yin, the number is 831-899-5792. That's 831-899-5792. Call in, ask your question, get your question answered. So it seems for the period going forward, or for all of us, the choice really is we can be left behind or we can go with the, I hate to use the term, but go with the flow. We can go with the energy as it's moving forward, allow ourselves to grow, to expand, to, and if I say this wrong, please, in one sense, intellectually expect less, and in another sense, from a heart center, expect more.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, the trick is to not to grow, but to simply discover all that you are.
Yeah, I like that.
You're going to discover all that you are in this time period, and you will do this by not deciding in advance what you think is going to be that going to be, yes? If you decide in advance what you think that going to be, now you are in third dimension consciousness and you will create it.
Yeah, well.
Instead of to discover.
Yeah, I do happen to know a couple of things I'm not. Like, I'm not Donald Trump, and I'm very grateful every day for that.
Yes, we would think so.
But, you know, one of the things I share almost every day, day to day, day by day with James Allen, which was, James Allen wrote a book, As a Man Thinketh, at the Turn of the Century.
Yes, this is a small one, learning from this book when she first began her healing.
Yeah, and so this one is broken up into different things for each day, so it's perpetual because it just has ninth day of the month. But for the ninth day of the month, one of the things it says, I believe goes along with what you've been sharing, is suffering is always the effect of wrong thought in some direction. It's an indication that the individual is out of harmony with himself, with the law of his being.
Yes.
So I believe that goes along with your talking about us discovering ourselves, going through the discovery of self as we go forward. We're in the flow of what's happening. We're not fighting it. And if we fight it, eventually we'll be gone because it's going to move forward with or without us.
Yes,
it's not
absolutely
dependent on us. So the question is, do we want to be part of the journey or not?
Yes, good question.
Yeah.
So, good question.
That's right.
We think it is a more fun to be part of the journey, but each person has their own reason for being here in this time. And when you are connected to the heart center or your soul self, then you will have the sense of whether you are fulfilling the commitment you came to bring forward here. And whether you stay or whether you move forward with other people, you will not have fear or judgment or distress about it, because you will know that you are fulfilling what you came to fulfill. And so now it is a beautiful, whatever the results are. Yes.
Now, I want to share these with you, Kuan Yin. I draw from this deck every day to have like a totem of focus. And I started my week by drawing the source card. And I'm ending my week by drawing the source card. And the source card is a reminder, and I think you've shared that, is a reminder for each of us that we're the source of all that happens around us.
Yes.
We're the source of our divinity. We're the source of our journey. We're the source of the impact of everything that's around us. And then this other card, which is the card of laziness, is really saying, but we're not to sit there and wait for it to come to us. If we want the change in our lives, we have to go out and change it. If we want the change in the world, we have to start by changing our lives and go out and do that, physically do it, functionally do it, and not expect it to show up for us. So if we sit in the lounge chair waiting for the package to be delivered, the package is never coming to us because we haven't ordered it and we haven't gone out to find what it is.
Will the old package come to you because it is best on what you believe? Yes, not the new package.
Yes, yes, that's right.
So, and we say, we believe that the outward journey to go and make the change, the physical functional change, is not necessarily so much that you take your body into the world and carry the cards and make the loud noise. It can expand into that. But the first thing that you must do is to figure out how to function in your day as often as possible from the center of soul self. Because you are both the creator and the created of everything there is. And so the more often that you can touch bases with that center of wholeness, with that possibilities of everything, they are unlimited possibilities, then the changes that you begin to make begin whether you move out of your chair or not. But when you function in those changes, when they are not only an idea, yes, when they become a practice, a daily practice, now whatever you do, wherever you go, you carry that practice with you. You carry that centeredness, that energy of wholeness and oneness with you. So every time you're walking out of your door and in your car or down the street or go to the grocery store, you now carry the energy of wholeness with you, of light with you. And by the very act of that, you have changed the world.
Yes.
So you may find that there will be a bubbling up from you in the quietness of some action to do specific, but that come after, that come later, when you are more, when you are able to be more and more often in the reality of the wholeness that you are.
Yeah, I think. I think that that's so very important. I appreciate you sharing that. And the way I took that, just to let you know, is that, for instance, my intention is to always be the best expression of who I am. Now, am I? No. I may be the best expression of something at different points in time, but it may not be the most divine expression of who I am. And what I've learned through my life, by ignoring what a lot of people said, because when I listened to them, they certainly didn't help me, is that I have healing that I'm going through, I have journeys that I'm going through, I have learning that I'm going through, and it's all about the journey itself. So if I can turn my day into more better expressions of myself versus more less good expressions of myself, I'm moving in the right direction.
Yes.
And so it's all about, if I took 10 steps yesterday, taking 11 steps today. It's not about being holistic each and every day, but trying to make each day a little bit better.
Well, even yes, it is. And we will not say it that way. We will say to you that there is only just this a moment. So what you wish to be, and we do not encourage our peoples to set intentions. It is too easy for intention to be like try. Huh? So you sit in your chair and say, I'm intending to be holy, and you're waiting for it to come.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Like this card, yes. We like to say either you do or you don't do it. We don't care which, actually, because you are focused on whether you're practicing or not practicing, yes?
Okay,
and
see.
So each time you practice a practice, each time you are able to remember to take a breath, to be in your center, to think about every time you choose when you are feeling angry to say, oh, wait, I do not choose to feel angry in this moment. I choose to acknowledge that my button was pushed, and now I am going to change the way I feel about this button. I am going to forgive myself for falling into anger fear, and I am going to choose to say, ah, thank you very much for the gift of self-awareness, and what is the other gift in this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we think that this is the process that each one is making. And if you do this one time in a day, you have done beautifully work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes. And I didn't mean to make it sound like I needed to set out an intention each day to do that. I've got to just keep trying to. And I think that that was so powerful to say. It's about the moment. So if I just had a bad moment, make sure I really try to make my next moment better.
Change the moment.
Because now I've got a new moment.
Because now you have a new moment, yes. And you forgive yourself for believing that you had a bad moment. We do not know if your bad moment was truly bad or not. That is your judgment.
That's true.
And your judgment is your karma. So now you are creating more bad moments because you are because you are judging yourself about what you consider to be a bad moment. It is only a moment.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And you can say, oh, this is a moment. I think I would like to have a different moment.
Yeah.
And you will move to a different moment because you will consciously recognize that this moment did not feel so good to you, and you will want to have a one that feels better.
So for me, whether this is in agreement with what you're sharing or not, for me, that's still the recognition of I would have liked to have done that differently.
Yes.
But not necessarily judging it, damning it, or berating myself about
it. It's just discernment.
It's gone. It's just gone, but just knowing that it and so the next time, this next moment, I want this to be more of this way and handle it that way.
Yes, discernment. It is important to be able to discern what is going on in this moment without making judgment about it. And now you can gain the gift from it and move forward instead of to dragging it with you and recreating it over and over again.
It's excellent.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, Kuan Yin, is we're going to take a commercial break, and maybe when we come back, would we be able to have Reverend Tinker join us and just have some closing, or would you like to close us?
We do not. Let us see. We think we will let her do close. We're not to share what this is. She says this is about the radio close. Yes, we will say to you're going to go away first.
Yes, a little go away.
All right, and we will stay, and then we will say good evening to you when we are done. When you are done back, when you are coming back, is this way we do this?
If that's what you would like to do.
Well, we will say good evening to you now, and then we will have closed this evening. So we want to say to you, we are so pleased to have been able to share this time with you. And whether you're calling in on the telephone or not, we see the lights being going on all over your heads. So perhaps the next time you will have your courage in your hand and you can call us. In any case, we want to say to you, we give you our blessings, that all of your most beautiful dreams be coming true, both in your waking and in your sleeping. And we say good evening to you from us and from this small one as well. Good evening.
This is Solazar with Good Vibrations Radio. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back to close on out tonight's show. Thank you.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajita Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
Now, this is Solazar. We were talking with Reverend Charlotte Tinker, who was here for Healing the World One Heart at a Time, and she channeled through Kuan Yin, who spoke with us over this last hour. And you can go to kuanyinspeaks.com. That's kuanyinspeaks.com. To find out more about Reverend Charlotte Tinker and the work that she does with Kuan Yin, as well as her other workshops and work. So go ahead and do that and enjoy that. And we will get this posted as soon as absolutely possible. Now, Reverend Tinker is here with us every Thursday in the second hour, 6 to 7 p.m. So, and we'll be doing the Kuan Yin sessions specifically on the first Thursday of every month. So it's a good time to plan, prepare, and get your sessions together. Now, tomorrow we're going to have a special show. It's going to be a combination of several things. We're going to do the forecast of the week, month, and the year, so we'll replay that with Kira. We're also going to have some talking about the Occult America and the Burned Over District and the origin from Albany and Buffalo and how many different religious sects were actually brought out from that section that spread across the country and across the world. So we're going to talk about that again tomorrow. And so we'll be back 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night. But closing out tonight, I just can think of nothing better than Vince Gill. And I know it's not the holiday time, but there's no bad time for Let There Be Peace on Earth. Thank you for listening. Namaste.